funeral procession for a U.S.-Turkish activist shot dead last week, witnesses say, by Israeli forces during protests in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles Diladesma reports.
Security forces carry the body of Arsenal Ezgi Ager, draped in a Palestinian flag, while a traditional black and white checkered scarf covers her face. The 26-year-old's body was then placed into the back of a Palestinian ambulance. Dozens of mourners, including several leading PA officials, attended the procession. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says Turkey is working on repatriating Ager's body for burial in the Aegean coastal town of Didim, as per her family's wishes. I'm Charles Diladesma.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, said Monday the IAEA would take up nuclear discussions with Iran's new leadership in the not-too-distant future, following the deaths of Iran's president earlier this year, which caused a pause in the talks. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi told a meeting of the agency's Board of Governors in Vienna he's been in touch with Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, and their correspondence has been positive. He told reporters following the meeting the agency's inspectors have seen no indication Iran has been stepping up its nuclear program.
And what we see is that there is some work, but nothing that indicates a rush to a fast implementation of a big increase in terms of enrichment production.
Since the breakdown of the Iran nuclear deal in 2019, the Middle Eastern nation has continued to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's finance minister, John Mbadi, said Monday he will seek suggestions from the public on new legislation to boost revenue and tackle other challenges after protesters forced the government to withdraw its financing law. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In June, President William Ruto discarded tax hikes worth more than $2.7 billion amid protests that killed more than 50 people. But that move has left the heavily indebted government with a bigger budget deficit for this financial year, mounting pending bills, and a delay in funding from the International Monetary Fund. On Monday, Finance Minister John Mbadi told a budget preparation meeting that we are barely managing. He was appointed from the opposition last month as Ruto sought to stabilize his government. Mbadi initially proposed reviving some tax hikes from the abandoned finance bill, but rode back after a public outcry and the threat of more protests.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A report on Europe's economic competitiveness released Monday said the European Union needs more coordinated industrial policy, more rapid decisions, and massive investment if it wants to keep pace economically with the rivals United States and China. Former Italian Prime Minister and European Central Bank Chief Mario Draghi is chief author of the more than 400-page report. He said the EU needed additional investments of about $830 to $884 billion per year.
But the investment needs that all this entails are massive. The investment share will have to rise by around 5 percentage points of GDP to levels last seen in the 60s and the 70s.
Speaking alongside Draghi, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the only way to ensure Europe's long-term competitiveness is to shift away from fossil fuels and towards a clean, competitive economy. A wildfire in Southern California near Los Angeles is threatening homes and forcing evacuations, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
More than 36,000 structures are being threatened by the line fire in the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. Angeles Oaks resident Joseph Escobedo says he's evacuating and only hopes his family will have a home to come back to.
We worked so hard to get this house. And just the thought of just coming back to nothing.
A small vegetation fire in Clear Lake City, 110 miles north of San Francisco, was forcing roughly 4,000 people to evacuate and burning structures. And about 20,000 people have been evacuated in another fire south of Reno, Nevada. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Right now, BOA1